Hi, it's Carol Clark, your bariatric business boss, and today I'm going to talk to you about a slightly personal topic. And I get asked sometimes how it is that my husband, Tom Clark, and I have been able to work together for nearly 20 years without killing each other or going through a divorce. And it's something that you really do have to work at, but there's five principles that we have learned over time contribute to not only surviving working together, but actually enjoying it a great deal. And it's also provided us somewhat of flexibility in terms of taking care of our family. We have four kids and we wanted to be there for them, and this working together helped to make that a reality. So the five principles that we live by are ones that we learned over time, like I said. We never really thought we would work together. In fact, I was on a corporate route. I wanted to be the chief nursing officer at a large healthcare facility. I really wanted to guide nursing care, and that's where I was headed. And I worked a number of different positions and was working my way up in administration when one day my husband was in general surgery at the time with two great partners, and he came to me and said, our administrator's leaving, and we were wondering if you would take that position. And I looked at him, I said, are you crazy? There is no way I'm gonna work with you guys. I am on a different route. I can't even fathom what that would be like. And I had managed a perinatology office previously in my career. I knew what was involved in administration for a physician practice. And I did kind of like that, but I didn't really want to work with him and his partners because I just thought that was going to be a recipe for disaster. So he asked me and told me to think about it. And I went and took a really long run. And I just started imagining what it could be like and how the benefits that, and I kind of opened my mind up to the possibility. And believe it or not, by the time I came home from my run, I said, yep, I'll do it. I'll become your administrator. And when I went in there, there was a lot of things that needed to be corrected, and I just kind of dove into it. We made so many positive changes, and I really enjoyed working with the docs there. They were a great general surgery group. And then I stayed with Tom as he decided to specialize in bariatric surgery. So it's actually now been almost 20 years. It's hard to believe, and four children later. And so it's one of those things that we have learned these principles. I want to share them with you in case you work with your spouse, or this actually works with any relationships, any working relationship, and also just some good common sense for any sort of marriage or partnership that you may have. The first one is not to keep score. And I am sort of a regimented person, and I like things just so. And I also, my love language is service. So when you're working together, you're doing things for each other, that's what I love. I'm not into, you know, expensive gifts and all that sort of thing. I really am about, working on things together and service to each other. So I would tend to keep score, so to speak. So if I emptied the dishwasher, or I fed the kids, or I did something, I expected Tom to then, I kind of keep track in my mind of the score. And I'm not sure if he did it so much either, but I would keep score. And what would happen is if I was doing more at home than he was, even though he had huge responsibilities in terms of people's lives in his hands, I would start to get a little bit irritated and angry, or he'd be on call and wouldn't be home. And I would kind of keep track in my head, which was, I'm embarrassed to even admit it nowadays, but I had to really get over that and realize that we're in a partnership. And just like any partnership, there's going to be times where one person takes over for the other. And that's the whole point of having each other's back. So not keeping score is one of the first things that is really critical. And if you feel like there is need in terms of increasing one person's workload or the other, really having a conversation about that, because you don't want to harbor that and then end up with a bunch of pent-up anger. That's number one. The second thing is to make a conscious commitment to your family, your relationship with your significant other, your spouse, and also to yourself. And I used to always put myself last, and I would feel guilty if I did anything good for myself. The kids were easy to put first, but with Tom and I or myself, I would put that way last. And I found that you really need to have some focus on all three. So Tom and I started this practice, and in January of every year, we'll sit down and we'll talk about what our goals are professionally, what our goals are for our family and our relationship, and then what our personal goals are. And what I found was, and this was really, you know, I didn't think we had time to even do that because we were crazy busy with the kids and all that sort of thing, but we've done it over the years. It's been a great example for the kids as well. And what we found was when we were aware of the goals that the other person had, we could actually be aware of that and also set family goals together. We had so much more of a commitment to that. And therefore, if I knew he wanted to, but he knew I wanted to, for example, run a half marathon, he knew that he needed to support me in that because that was one of my goals that year, and vice versa for whatever his goals are. So once we recognized and we verbalized that and we did that goal setting, then we kind of revisited throughout the year, it made a huge difference because we knew that we were planning together and that we knew what the other person wanted, and it just made it that much easier to support the other person. So doing that in January and then revisiting it throughout the year is really, really helpful. And also a great example, like I say, for your kids, for goal setting and really thinking about what they want to do professionally and personally, and then in terms of their role with their friends or family. That was number two. The third principle that we lived by was really to work hard to keep a balance between home and work. And you might think that's sort of nirvana. How do you ever do that when you work together full time? Well, we have to make a conscious decision. We have to set boundaries. When we're at home, we try to limit whatever it is that we are taking care of at the office. I do have to say sometimes we use our home time because we want to. We'll use it to talk about what's going on today, what's going on, what's happening this week, what do we have planned, but we kind of tie that all in with the family and work. And it really works out well for us. And so really we try to keep them separate. And if we are talking about one or the other at work or at home, it's because we chose to. So it does require for you to set some boundaries. And I find too that it also helps your team of staff if you help them to actually make sure that home and work are taken care of and allowing them to have some boundaries and putting their family first at times. So that's really another thing that has been a great principle, and that is working hard to keep that balance between home and work and doing that together. The fourth one is date night. And when our kids were little, we would use Thursday nights as our night to go out to dinner together. So we would go out, we'd have a little glass of wine if we wanted, and it didn't have to be somewhere expensive. In fact, we couldn't afford something too expensive. So we would go to dinner when the kids were little, and Thursday night was our night. And by the time we got home, the kids were all asleep, and it was just Tom and I. But we spent that time, you know, really revisiting what our goals were. We would talk a little bit about, we would laugh, we would, you know, kind of reconnect on that personal level, the two of us. So date night on Thursday nights was our thing. We had a standing sitter who came, and it was something we looked forward to every single week. And we would talk about what happened this week, what's going on for next week, and we would do a lot of planning together and then just kind of laughing. So that was good. Nowadays, the kids are older. We have four kids. Our youngest is 18 years old now. So we don't have that same need, but what we'll do is we call it Savor the Day. Sometimes I'll post about it. So we'll sit together either in the wintertime or when it's not so warm, we'll be in our sun porch. And then in the summer, we love going out on our back porch. And we just kind of have some time together to savor the day. And we savor the day about whatever's going on. Now, granted, it doesn't happen every day because there's times when he's working late or I have an obligation or I'm traveling with my consulting or he's traveling at a conference or something like that. But for the most part, we try to savor the day together. And it may sound a little corny, but it's really a special time for us and it really helps keep us connected. So that's our thing, is date night. And now it's savor the day, especially, you know, during the week. Because on the weekend, a lot of times we'll be doing stuff with the family or we'll be hanging out with some friends or that sort of thing. The fifth one is to keep it interesting. Keep your passion alive so you're not two ships passing in the night. And if you've let this slip, it doesn't take much to get back into that role. You can send just a cute little text to your partner. You can you know, plan a dinner, plan a massage together, plan a weekend away, plan all sorts of little things to keep the passion alive. And you want to keep the passion alive and keep it interesting. So we're blessed with having some awesome friends that include us on different little weekend vacations or vacations with the families. And so we treasure that because they'll invite us along. We're blessed to have them invite us along. We'll go do things with friends, or sometimes it's just us. But really working hard to keep that passion alive so you're not getting to the point where your kids are grown up and you really don't know each other. So that's our last one. And one thing that really helps too with keeping the passion alive and just keeping your relationship on a great note is not to ever criticize your spouse out in public. I have seen this happen with couples, and it's one of those things that it just feels terrible. And if you have something, you know, talk about in private. There's no need to criticize each other openly and or put the other person down. So I do think that plays negatively in there. But I don't want to end on a negative note. I want you to know this is totally possible. We don't have every day as perfect. There's days where we will just get upset with each other, and then at the end of the day, we apologize. And those are pretty few and far between, believe it or not, and I'm not making that up. It's really true. But if you follow these five principles, it will serve you so well in your relationships, whether it's with your partner, spouse, your kids, your friends, whatnot. But the first one, like I say, don't keep score. Secondly, make a conscious commitment to your family and to yourself, and to your relationships, your business, and make sure that you verbalize that. Work hard to keep balance between home and work, especially when you work together all the time. And then also have date night, or for us, savor the day. Spend some time together, just the two of you. You need to have that conversation. And then lastly, keep your fun, passion, keep that interesting and alive. And these things will serve you well, and I hope you found them helpful. I wanted Tom to come do this with me, but he's a little bit shy. So we kind of brainstormed, and then I came on here to share them with you. So anyhow, at one point I will get him on for something, get him on the podcast. But in the meantime, I didn't want to hold these inside. I wanted to share them. And I hope that you recognize that they can be helpful for you. And I hope that you have a lot of fun and excitement and success in your work and business and family. So go on, be an example to those that you serve, continue to improve the health of your community, and have some fun along the way. Until next time, this is Carol. If you have questions, reach out to me, Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com. If you're not a part of Bariatric Business Boss, it is just really blowing up, and I am having so much fun with that, really helping people to expand their practices, build it into something that they really enjoy, help be able to make a better impact in their practice, and build those teams that are strong and lasting, and all things bariatric business related. So I really enjoy that. If you're not a part of it, join bariatricbusinessboss.com. I can't wait to get to know you better. I do weekly trainings. We have all sorts of marketing deployment tools in there. You just take them and go with them. We do calendars. We provide you with graphics that you can customize, all sorts of stuff in there. So if you're not a member, hop on over to bariatricbusinessboss.com and join today. It is so inexpensive for all the value that you get. And I will talk to you next time. Bye.